If real news about politics isn't quenching your thirst, you can always turn to fiction. Our series, Three Books, continues today with recommendations for three political novels. Our guide is Dick Meyer. He's the author of Why We Hate Us, American Discontent in the New Millennium, and NPR's editorial director of digital media.
In American politics, truth has always been much more entertaining than fiction. There are few great novels about our 200 years of politicians and their power-seeking antics. The accepted classic of the genre is Democracy by Henry Adams, a novel as dry and dusty as its title. And then there's Robert Penn Warren's All the King's Men. Drawn from the life and times of Louisiana's Huey Long, this is a poetic and unforgettable book. But to say it's about politics is like saying War and Peace is about War and Peace. The three political novels I like best are all addictive, incisive, and generous with humor. Alan Drury, a recovering reporter, invented the modern Washington novel in 1959 with Advise and Consent. This is a wily, knowing thriller that turns on a Cold War confirmation battle. It so perfectly captures the spirit of these intrigues and the souls of the combatants that 90% of the books and movies about Washington ever since seem like stale imitations. More remarkably, the players in real-life dramas such as the confirmation fights of Robert Bork and Clarence Thomas or the impeachment of Bill Clinton appear to have been imitating Drury's characters. A post-Drury political novel that nails the anthropology of power Washington with snarky wit is Shelley's Heart by Charles McCary. McCary, for my money, is the best American spy novelist ever. He's our John le Carré. And Shelley's Heart is his best Washington novel. Published in 1995, it is set during the first inauguration of the 21st century. The writing is pitch perfect, though McCary stocks the plot with some familiar ingredients. Conspiracy, assassination, a constitutional crisis, a sleazy reporter, and a tragically drunken House leader. But some of the characters are deep and vivid. It also has an eccentricity and sense of humor rarely seen in the genre. My all-time favorite political novel takes place in the capital city of Albany, New York, not Washington. It's Roscoe by William Kennedy, the seventh novel in his cycle of Albany novels. Roscoe is Roscoe Conway, the brains behind Albany's political machine in the middle of the 20th century. On VJ Day, Roscoe decides to get out of politics after years as his party's resident fixer and philosopher. "I'm a fraud," Roscoe tells his crony Elisha. "I've always been a fraud." If Roscoe Conway wants to stop being a fraud, which he does because he wants to find love, he figures he must quit the party and leave politics altogether. A clean soul and an open heart aren't compatible in Kennedy's novel. It's a book that peers far deeper into the heart and conflicts of the people who do the daily work of politics than any Washington novel ever has. All three of these fabulous political novels are a perfect tonic for this long campaign.
NPR's Dick Meyer is the author of Why We Hate Us. He recommended Alan Drury's Advise and Consent, Shelley's Heart by Charles McCary, and Roscoe by William Kennedy. Incidentally, Shelley's Heart is out of print, but it's scheduled for reissue early next year, and then there's always the library. You can find more Three Books recommendations at npr.org.